when you play a note, what has to happen? This is a sounds obvious, but I'm asking for a reason. So tell me, what is at least one thing that has to happen? Well, you have to have a guitar, obviously. You have to have a pick. Assuming you have a guitar, a pick, and strings, and all that nonsense, then what has to happen? Just tell me.
To pluck the string.
You have to pluck the string. That's number one. What else?
To have your finger on a...
You have to fret a note unless it's an open string. Correct. Is there anything else... Is there anything else that you can think of that, and by the way, they both have to happen at the same time, of course. Is there anything else that would have to go into the definition of what good two-hand synchronization would be? You know, are those the two elements? Is that it? Or is there anything we might be missing? Ah, someone said you have to release the note at the right time. Go ahead, tell us more. This is the experienced... the most experienced student in the room as far as being a student here.
Depending on how much time you're holding the note, you need to release at the right time able to get to the next note.
Very interesting. And what would you say, how would you define the right time?
Depends on how long you're supposed to hold the note for.
Very good answer. Bravo for you. Because most guitarists don't realize that. And I didn't know this when they were like, you know, they didn't ask it this way, but you know, when you think of two-hand synchronization, you think of the number two as amount of things involved, right? And most guitarists do not, including me when I first heard this, do not realize it's actually three things. And this is where most guitarists miss out. Now, when you have when you take your finger off too early from a note, what might happen? What are some of the things that could or might or do happen? There you go. There it is. There's a gap between the first note and the next note. And you've all heard, none of you in this room is a beginner. But you've all heard beginners, and you can tell that they're inexperienced by when they go like... Right? There's space in between every note, and I have to tell them about legato, and it's actually not that easy for them. Because in order to do legato, they have to do those two, i.e. not two, but three things without me even teaching it to them. So why am I teaching this to advanced students? Because if I went into all what I'm going to go into with you guys, that would be too much. Just to get them aware of having the note be long is enough in the beginning. I don't go into two-hand synchronization heavy detail with beginners. So next, what else could happen? Because there's a gap in there, I kind of gave it away. Like, what else is a side effect of releasing the note too early? Note one. It's possible noise that can happen in between, right? You have like hear that little noise of the string lifting off. You know, it's there. It shows up on recordings. Imagine you did that. Now I'm actually trying to get it. I can't get it sometimes. All right, what happens if you hold a note too long? Kind of referenced this earlier, Hillary. Answer the definition of someone who needs a Band-Aid.
It blurs into the next.
Yeah, there's bleeding. Yeah, especially when you cross strings. I mean, when you're on the same string, you know, it's impossible to bleed, but just... You know, when you have that, even for a split second... I don't know if I can... You should do it with distortion, and you really hear it jumps out. All right? Third disadvantage of... the three disadvantages of not having good two-hand synchronization is there's bleeding... There's sloppiness and noise, and it's not as smooth. And then the final one is it limits your speed. You actually won't be able to get faster until you master perfect two hands. And believe me, when I go faster, I've been working on my picking speed lately, and you know I do like two sets of 16th notes per click, like 32nd notes per click, and sometimes the pick is fine. On certain days, the pick is fine, And on other days it's not. But and on some days the pick is fine, but the fretting hand can just, it's just not, it's not there. It's, and like, it makes no sense because I did it fine the day before. So I have to just, and it's just normal, you know, you go two steps forward, one step back. It's annoying to have to go backwards when you know you just did it yesterday at whatever, you know, let's say 100, and now you have to go back down to, even 90's not working, you got to go back down to 80, 85, and you're like, wait a minute, hang on, this is not how it should be. But, you know, as you hopefully you all know, the time, if you're willing to take it down to 80, the time it takes you to get back to 100, if you're doing it right, is much better, and then you're going to get past 100. It's almost like you have to go back down to 80. So sometimes it's the fretting hand. So it really does limit your speed. So we're gonna get on with it. I'm gonna show you this little diagram. All right. So this diagram shows you that the thing in the triangle that all three elements have to be at the exact moment. Let's just start at the left hand side of the page. One is the pick, right? Two on the left side. It says front fretting hand finger A. Like whichever finger is playing note one, right? And then that note, there's a duration. So, right, so the x-axis is the time axis, right? And then this triangle is showing you that fretting hand finger A has to lift off and fretting hand finger B has to go on and the pick goes on and the new note goes on all at the exact same moment. And it's just a helpful visual, you know? And then we're going to look at some of these exercises to go over this. The page 2 is excerpt number 1.